Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
If it brings her to the same point that it brings you, it doesn't matter whether she called it God along the way or not.
That understanding works for you, so therefore it is absolutely right for you.
All beliefs have become only relatively true, and of course to the world, religion is just some personalized experience, not a divine revelation, and the church is catching the disease.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Happy Valentine's Day, whatever that means.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
This is Wretched Radio. What does that mean to say, Jimmy, happy Valentine's Day?
Thank you.
I don't know what I just said to you. What is that communicating? Have a romantic day? Wait. That doesn't feel right, does it?
No, it doesn't.
These man-made holidays. Happy Valentine's Day. We have a gift for you. Actually, we have two gifts, which I am absolutely delighted to announce. Number one, if you would love to have your marriage enhanced, I don't care what state it is currently in. You might be in a delightful chapter right now. I'm telling you, the resource that we would like to give to you for free will make it delightfuler. If your marriage is struggling right now, and I know for a fact there are a lot of Christian marriages that are, this resource will help you, and it is free. It's called Drive-By Marriage. It also has a study guide. It's about 36, give or take, little lessons. They're 15 minutes long. They're so biblical, so practical, and it has a study guide. And if you will do it by yourself, your marriage will be enhanced. Do it together and go through the study guide questions. Your marriage will be transformed. I'm not exaggerating. And if that doesn't happen for you, we will send you your money back because it's free. And there will be no exchanging of funds in this transaction. We simply want to give it to you because we believe it is a resource that is indeed that powerful to enhance any marriage. You can get it. Did I mention it's free or your money back? FortisPlus.org/marriage. FortisPlus.org/marriage. And another gift coming your way tonight on the webinar machine, which I think is YouTube, our newest fellowette. Okay, she's our first fellowette, Libby Glosson. She is banging it out of the park with her podcast, The Better Way. Not a definite article. The Better Way. It is outstanding. It is intelligent talk for women. We've seen it. I sometimes catch, I don't know what cable system we've got. I don't get a ton of religious channels, but I get some of them. And it'll be a group of women sitting around on a pretty cheesy set. And it's like, really? Do you think that women are like that vapid? Dumb? Don't you know better? This is intelligent talk for women dealing with issues of particular concern for women. If you're not subscribed to it, go, woman, go. And subscribe wherever you podcast or go to FortisPlus.org. You can find it there. You can listen to it there. And Libby Glosson will be hosting a webinar tonight titled A Joy-Filled Marriage. There's a subtitle. It's a long subtitle. Letting Go of Culture's Expectations and Clinging to God's Design. Go to YouTube. Go to the Fortis Institute or Wretched. Either one, you'll find us. And be ready because it is launching tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And that, of course, is free. Martha Peace, she's the author of The Excellent Wife. That is a best-selling book that has been impacted so many marriages positively. The two of them are going to double team to help you have a joy-filled marriage. How to communicate so that it doesn't break down and turn into a cage match. How you can actually hold one another accountable without getting offended and being offended. It's going to be magnificent. It's free. We love sharing these things with you as a part of Fortis Institute tonight at 8 p.m. And as long as I brought up the subject of marriage, which I did, I hold in my never-before-nicotine-stained fingers, wow, just some of the emails that I received in response to, Jimmy, was that Monday or Tuesday? We talked about the abusive wife, the reviling woman, the drip, drip, dripper.
Yeah, I believe that was Tuesday.
Was that Tuesday?
Maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the response was fast. And the response was both encouraging and kind of heartbreaking. And I'd like to share with you some of the emails that I received. These will all be anonymous, stripping out some of the details so that it's as generic sounding as it can be. But these are real letters. And this is one of the reasons why I'm thrilled about the webinar tonight. This is why I'm thrilled to pieces that we're giving away Drive-By Marriage for the entire month of February. Because God wants joy in your home. And God wants you to have joy, even if you live with a spouse who just isn't even meeting a reasonable standard. There are some pagan spouses. They will actually hit the standard. Now, they're pleasant. They aren't inconsiderate. They can't be what a Christian spouse is, but they're not obnoxious to live with. Pagans can sometimes accomplish that. There are some Christian homes that aren't. There are some guys and there are some gals who are not meeting a reasonable standard. And we address those in a book called The Abusive Wife. And I'd like to share these emails because we need to know this is going on in our churches. We just need to know it. And Pastor, I think you already do know it. I mean, I don't know how you can't know it. I know you do because you deal with these things. I would suggest to you, now, look, this is not to impugn anybody's church or the quality of preaching that's coming out of the pulpit. It's just my opinion that there are a lot of people who are struggling in their marriage and they won't say boo. They can't say boo. We don't need to start sniffing around, hey, you got problems in your marriage? Hey, you're struggling in your marriage? We don't want to be like the Columbo of troubled marriages figuring out who's got issues and who doesn't, but we need to be aware of it. It seems that the abusive wife is a bigger deal than I had actually estimated. I think it's also probably a higher number of men who perform quite well at church, but are, well, they're not inside of that acceptable standard range at home. Let's share these emails together to hear what life is like with an abusive wife. This is, again, anonymous. Oof. I can testify this is not a recent phenomenon. I grew up in the 60s and 70s in a home environment, just as you described. The description of the reviling wife home is it is always on edge. It is just constantly, you're just waiting for the shoe to drop, which, by the way, I read a lovely line in Randy Elkhorn's book, Heaven, preparing for the sermon on Sunday. It has to do with the resurrection, the Sadducees, marriage in heaven, etc. And the line was, when you're with God, when we are in the eternal state, the shoe never drops. That's a lovely thought. In the home of a contentious woman, the shoe is always midair. You're just waiting for it to slam. My mother was very contentious and argumentative. She believed she was always right. She always felt justified in her constant anger toward my father, who could never do anything right in her eyes. That single sentence summarized basically the book that we discussed earlier this week. That's it right there. She's always right. He's always wrong. He can't do enough. I was miserable having to hear their regular arguments. No escaping it. My pillow was not thick enough to shield my ears from all the yelling. If I might, without perhaps spending as much time as would be considerate for you, sir, if this is describing your wife, I'm not trying to land on you hard here, or suggest that what you're dealing with isn't really insufferable, but never fight with your wife. If you've got an abusive, reviling wife, never fight with her. That rule applies to those who don't have an abusive and reviling wife. Just don't fight. Let the winds howl all they will. Just don't retaliate. Don't engage in it. Might I suggest, especially if you have kids. Back to our letter. My mother would berate my father over anything and everything. His driving, how he ate, how long it took him to complete a task, what he wore, how he talked. He could never get a break. Drip, drip, drip. Even when he made some effort and tried to extend an olive branch to her, she would figuratively slap it out of his hand and blame him for the mess. She regularly spoke negatively about him to me throughout my childhood and my adulthood. That's nasty business. It was discouraging for me as a male, especially as she seemed to take pleasure in mastering the art of emasculating my father. Whew. Getting the gist of what it's like to live with a genuine, reviling woman. Now, we got to know, not every argument means that your wife is abusive and reviling. Doesn't mean that. This is somebody who, this is their ongoing pattern, their lifestyle of reviling. That is the reviling, abusive woman. And it is hard. And hopefully, maybe, possibly, we can learn about this, be aware of this, and help with this, which is what we will attempt to do next on Wretched Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know that moment when you're scrolling through your news feed on social media and everything just feels upside down? At Fortis Institute, we're not just watching on the sidelines. We need gospel partners who'll stand with us. People who will look at the culture and say, you know what? The church needs more than just encouragement. It needs equipping. If you're ready to help us equip believers with truth that transforms, then head over to fortisinstitute.org right now to find out how to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
What if your marriage could reflect the joy and purpose God designed it to have? Join Fortis Institute fellow at Libby Glossett and author Martha Peace for A Joy-Filled Marriage. It's a webinar. It's happening this Thursday, February 13th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're tired of conversations turning into conflicts, this webinar will equip you with biblical tools for lasting change. Thursday, February 13th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, exclusively through Fortis Institute. Just go to fortisinstitute.org/webinar to register now. For 25 years, we've watched Christianity's place in America change dramatically.
This is Wretched Radio.
But one thing hasn't changed: our commitment to proclaiming God's truth without compromise. A quarter century of preaching the gospel, equipping others to preach the gospel, and strengthening the local church. Together, we've built something extraordinary for the kingdom of God. Visit FortisInstitute.org and join us as we continue this vital work.
Until tomorrow, go serve your King. We cannot disengage from the battle. And there is a way that you can win a life and rescue a soldier who's about to be executed through abortion. Preborn.org/wretched. Ultrasounds, this is a tangible way to save a life. An ultrasound is $28. 80% of the time, mom chooses life. Want to engage in the battle? Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
What if your marriage could reflect the joy and purpose God designed it to have? Join Fortis Institute fellow at Libby Glossett and author Martha Peace for A Joy-Filled Marriage. It's a webinar. It's happening this Thursday, February 13th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're tired of conversations turning into conflicts, this webinar will equip you with biblical tools for lasting change. Thursday, February 13th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, exclusively through Fortis Institute. Just go to fortisinstitute.org/webinar to register now.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the cornerstone. When laying a foundation, every stone must be aligned in reference to the cornerstone. God is building his church as a holy temple, and as believers, we are being brought into line with the cornerstone, Jesus Christ.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
How to endure a reviling wife. This is Wretched Radio. Nota bene, and you can also note it well. We regularly talk to and about men in pretty strong terms because we want to encourage men to maximize their God-given potential to lead their homes well and wonderfully, that everybody underneath that roof has joy in the home. Ladies, it just happens to be your turn. And this is not a screed against all women. Furthermore, I think we need to be wise in when we talk about abusive women, reviling wives, that we have maybe, as best we can, some rules and parameters. Because you can hear about a reviling wife. This is the woman who thinks that she's always right. And you go, hey, my wife and I had a difference of opinion and she thought she was right. Is she a reviling wife? And if it's an occasional thing, of course it's not a reviling woman. It's a woman. And you're a man. And you think you're right and she thinks she's right. That's going to happen in a marriage. So don't think that all of these descriptors of a reviling wife means you have one. This is a woman who reaches a status. She's in the Olympics of reviling. It's nonstop. It's like she competes. She exercises and trains for it. That's the reviling wife. Now, having said that, madam, if you are hearing this and you hear these descriptors of a reviling wife and you say, well, sure, I do that, but I'm not doing it in an ongoing way. Well, don't dismiss it. Let it be used to maybe identify, oh, wow, I might have that propensity. In fact, received an email sent to idea@wretched.org. Oh, this is beautiful. I love Christianity. I just love Christianity. All right, here's another reason I love Christianity. Before we signed on here at Wretched Radio, I was down the hall, and Daniel had a grin on his face. It was like, it's the grin of a man. It's like, yeah, I got something really good going on in my life. And he was more than eager to tell me that his church has secured some land so that they can build a church, and the congregation stepped up. No, they overstepped. They needed money for it. And the church overgave. Oh, man, that's beautiful, isn't it? And then I was down the hall and talking to Jason about some people that we know who are just being transformed. They're just, you can, every time you see them, it's like, boy, the Lord is really working on you. Look at him go. I just love being in the church. Don't you? Dear Todd, thank you for Monday show. It was Monday, Jimmy.
Sorry.
I guess we need emails to remind us what day it is. And that actually isn't an exaggeration. Thank you for Monday show about the reviling wife. While I don't think I was quite as bad as what you described, I was well on my way. Wow. That's beautiful. Don't know about you, but one of the most difficult things that I still deal with. It's not quite as horrific as it once was, but I would love for this propensity to be entirely eradicated from my inner man. And that is the hesitation to admit I'm flawed in any way. That's just the proverbial fool who won't. Literally, that is the proverbial fool, as in the book of Proverbs, fool. The fool reject any criticism. Are you kidding me? I've got such a high opinion of myself, which is why Jesus rightly said, love your neighbor the way you love yourself, because we love ourselves so much. And isn't it interesting that our hesitation to probably just agree with what everybody that I live with already knows anyway? Never once has a father said, kids, I have a confession to make. Your father isn't always right. No, Dad! Say it isn't so! You're crashing my vision of how amazing that you are! They know. They know! And as I read this email, I, I actually am in admiration of this woman for her willingness to admit she sinned, which really should be about the easiest thing that a Christian ever confesses. And yet we struggle, don't we? And isn't it tragic that our fear of admitting that we're wrong or that we've done something poorly is because we don't want to lower their esteem of us? I'm telling you, I've seen it. I feel it myself. I have more esteem for people who go, hey, I did this wrong. Hey, I learned this about myself and it wasn't pretty. I don't think that, like, for the dozens and dozens of times that Jimmy has had to do that, it's not like each time I'm like, oh, pathetic. I'm like, dude, that is awesome that you see. Okay, maybe not dozens and dozens, just a couple dozen times.
Just a couple dozen.
Just a couple. Isn't that true, though? When somebody does that with you, you're like, whoa. That's what I'm experiencing from this email. As I recognize myself in your words, it was all I could do not to burst into tears, but I have confessed and repented of my sin and am thankful it has been covered by the blood of Christ. And that is a word for you, madam. If you've been a reviling wife, maybe you've even been battling it and you haven't arrived yet because you still have some propensities and you're working through it and God is growing you, but you have some guilt about maybe how awful you were, you need to hear this last line and apply it. It has been covered by the blood of Christ. It's gone. Now carry on. Email number, whatever we're on here. Greetings. I've got a friend whose wife is contentious in spades. She's even been mildly violent toward him. He's told me that she threatened to throw ice water on him to keep him from sleeping if he goes to bed before she finishes ranting on him. That's awful. That's just awful. I've told him, oh boy, a temporary separation might be beneficial because it would allow him some peace and let him process what to do next in his marriage. He will not consider it. Any advice? No, because these issues are too delicate and they require too much investigation. This fellow should sit down with his elders and let them help him. There's two camps. In fact, the book that we used on Monday, if I'm representing him right, he would say to the man who lives with an abuse, like a reviling wife, even an abusive wife, don't leave. Don't leave. You got to stay there. Now, call the police if necessary, but you need to know you're the one who will probably go to jail. That's just the tragic reality of it. But his take on it is, nope, you can't separate. There is another school that says, if you are in danger, if you are being harmed, it's not separation. It's just practicing some common sense to get away from somebody who's really taken it to you. I don't think it was this email. Let's see. There was another one that I had. The man's legs were constantly like black and blue. She's kicking him all the time. Okay, what would we say to a woman in that circumstance? This man is, you're in danger. Common sense says, get away from him. There is that school. So you should figure out how to proceed if you're in this situation with your elders. For me to make a statement like, oh yeah, definitely go. Nope, you got to stay. For me, that would just be reckless is what it would be. I listened to the program on toxic femininity. I've been married for over 3 decades. In the last few years, I've had my eyes open to see that my wife has been abusive to me. This has only happened in the realm of emotional and verbal abuse. And it has me reeling emotionally. I've been learning about narcissistic personalities. Just an encouragement, sir. Reject that title. Let's use all biblical language. A reviling wife is much more helpful than narcissistic personalities. She doesn't have a disease. She has a sin issue. My wife is never pleased with anything that I've done for her over the many years of our marriage. Many of the examples you used hit very strongly. I've asked my wife to join me in counseling, but she doesn't want to go because she doesn't want to be double teamed. That is the life of a man with a reviling wife. What do you need, sir? I would like to, I know this is going to sound maybe, well, even trite or a little less than affirming of the difficulty of your situation, but I'd like to encourage you to consider seeing your marriage as an opportunity. You can't fix her. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. But you can grow in patience, kindness, forbearance, gentleness, self-control. So my encouragement to you, sir, would be lean on the Lord hard. Be plugged into your local church constantly. Feed yourself. And let the Lord use this reviling woman to make you look more like your Savior. And until tomorrow, go serve your King.